Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, 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 welcome to Lyrics, No Lattes, and a whole lot of Jack Daniels. So welcome to the show. We do apologize for the delay, Lady V. Y'all know she be doing too much sometimes. But anyway, we is in this thing about to give you some nice hot poetry. And, of course, some meal. So make your Tuesday night all right. So y'all already know. Of course, you know, Lady V couldn't do this by herself. Of course, you know them queens, baby. My babies, my babies, my babies. Always looking out, always doing they thizzle, baby. And they bringing the heat to you again tonight. I got that Miss K in the building.
Hello, my love.
How are you, baby?
I am wonderful. How are you?
Hey, I am fabulous, doing all right. I will not complain.
I know that's right. Ain't no need to.
No, it ain't like it's going to help out anyway, you know?
I know that's right. Just a waste of breath.
And is. And is. Man, tonight we are definitely going to jumpstart this beautiful Tuesday evening, you know, with some great poetry, some neo-soul doing what we do. And, of course, if you want to call in and share your poetry with us tonight, please feel free to do so. You can reach us at 646-929-0558. How are we jumping this off tonight, baby?
Well, with the mood that I think that I'm in, we're going to start this out with Now I Know It's Over. Yeah. I like that.
It sounds hot. It really does.
Yeah, I really like it. But that's the title. Now I know it's over. Now I know it's over when I turn and give you the cold shoulder. Times when I should be happy, I'm thinking in my mind, why me? Your kiss I used to adore, now just irritating like a cold sore. All the things you put me through, now you need me. Who would have moved? My love, my support, my share, yet mutual feelings we did not share. Sitting and wondering and being confused, but what in the hell for? I'm just sick of being used. Now I know it's over. I don't look at you the same. Now I know it's over. Not even shivers at the mention of your name. The time has come for us to move on. From the look on your face, you know you get none. Remember the times that we used to share. Almost saddens my heart. Oh, wait, I don't even care. Now I know it's over. I gotta do what's best for me. When all those other times, it was all for you, you see. Putting me first like it should have been all the while. What's that on my face yet? Now that's a real smile. Now, I know. It's over.
Oh, girl, that poem right there is so powerful. I don't even, Lady V is absolutely speechless. That just really, I can't even lie right now, that just brought me to tears.
I'm humbled. Thank you.
Like, yes, like, that poem right there just really touched home for me and probably for a lot of other people out there in the world. And I'm just thankful that you definitely jump started Lyrics, Lattes, and Jack Daniels off with that particular piece. Y'all call in if. Y'all know Lady V, but the, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so call in share your thoughts with us. We'll be back to, of course, express ourselves more on that piece right there. So you can call in at 646-929-0558. Again, that number is 646-929-0558. Call in with your piece or let us know what you feel about the piece we just did. Oh, you are in the playhouse where only the grown and the sexy play.
Everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? So used to standing, so used to being on my own. But this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step. If you catch me when I fall for you.
Trying to keep you from losing. BendingRealityMag.com for a unique twist on virtual fantasy and everyday life. Trending and little-known pop culture tidbits, featured talents on the rise, advice on keeping home, work, and sex life on an even keel, virtual club reviews and interviews, fun horoscopes, and so much more. Check it out today at www.BendingRealityMag.com.
Welcome back to Lyrics, Lattes, and Jack Daniels. Man, I don't know. That's a way to jump off your Tuesday night right there. All I know is, oh my gosh, that right there just took me on a roller coaster, man, for real. Like, and what a way to just jumpstart the night. So, Ms. K, I'm so thankful that you are bringing the heat tonight with your powerful poetry. You are awesome, Tosh. You know what I'm saying? You really are.
Thank you, my love. I am humble.
Man, that last piece right there just, I must say, it really took me somewhere. Like, it took me to a whole other level, and I was just like, wow. Like, how can something so powerful, I mean, and it means so much to so many people, because a lot of people can feel like that, you know, that it's just, you know, it's over, you know it's over, but you try not to, you know, you don't want to say it's over, but you know, you just had that feeling, just, you
yeah.
know, everything about the situation is just saying it's over.
Right. You know what, I told you that that's one that I'm gonna actually have as a dedication to you in my book. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. You really inspired me for that one. It's something that I should have been wrote. I should have wrote it when I was going through my divorce, when I was getting ready to go through my divorce, and I didn't. And then I should have wrote it this last breakup. The one that finally took Miss K over the top to make Miss K say, I'm staying single, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Should have wrote it then, but the time just wasn't right. It wasn't right until I met Lazy. So.
Well, baby, all I know is that poem right there is so freaking powerful. Like you could tell you put your heart and your soul and everything into that one right there, right?
Yeah, I do.
Like, every word just jumped off the page at you, like, hey. And I know it's a lot of women that's probably listening out here tonight that probably was like, dang, is she talking about me? Can she possibly be talking about me? Like, dang. Or she's like, dang, that poem was just about me. Like, I know it's over, and she's probably looking at his ass right now, like, I want to leave your ass.
Disclaimer.
You know.
Oh, Lord, disclaimer. Don't y'all leave y'all boyfriend. Talking about fortune. Unless these dudes ain't no good now.
Okay. For real. Dump his ass. Y'all know, lady. You know, Lady V will tell you, dump his ass, baby.
Let
it
bring out that Tina Turner in you. Let it bring out that inner strength. He lay beside you, just go to whooping his ass. But all the times you done laid there and cried.
All the time. Every last one of them. Shit. Nigga, this one is on, yeah. It's on
nice
up in Papa.
Yes, get your nice thick belt. He laying there sleeping good. Think about that. Now I know it's over. And put a smile on your face and just go to whooping his ass. Give him
okay. Everything
you
got. Man.
And then y'all call Lady B and Miss K, because we're going to come rescue y'all.
Hey, I'm okay with that, child. I'm gonna turn out right now. I'm cool with that. Y'all can definitely, you know, come and do that for real. Like, fuck that. Call me.
We can.
I want in.
Give us a couple of licks too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I have no problems with that at all.
Yes.
I'm really trying to find something, and I'm like, dang, I just knew that I had it, but I don't. And that really sucks.
You know, ladies, I think we're going to dedicate the first part of the show to the poems that match the one that you just heard. I think I have another one that I can kind of match that one. And then
okay. We'll
spruce it up at the end a little bit.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
I'm down with that. Y'all know, Lady V, it's one thing about poetry is poetry always touches the soul. You know, it really do, like, it can really make you feel a certain type of way.
Yes, especially if the words are right. And when I write, especially when I get in that flow and I've been inspired to write, I like to think, okay, Kay, you're writing this, but think about what your readers are gonna see as they're reading it. I want the words to touch them. I want it to pierce, their heart. Like, I really want them to feel what I'm feeling as I write. So to hear you say that, that's what I'm so wrong with. Like, wow.
Yeah, like, if they don't, baby, something wrong with them, I'm just saying. Like, that's not natural. Because your poetry really is so powerful that it makes, hey, it touches me every time I hear it.
Oh,
whether it makes me laugh or make me cry or whatever, you know. I mean, that last poem really touches Lady V to the core. So it makes me cry. And I can't help that. I was crying like a big old baby. I was, y'all. Just boo-hooing, just, oh. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I know that you're retarded. You're crying to drop the dime, I think
you're crying to drop the dime. Man, I will cry, like, hey. You know, if it moves me, I'ma cry. You better believe it.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry. You know, it really do take a lot for me to cry. But, hey, when I get there, baby, yeah, that's what it is. Y'all watch out. If you going to be all emotional and stuff. I mean, y'all know this ain't my first time. Y'all know I will cry on the radio, on the air, and all that in a drop of a hat. Like, ooh.
Yes, you. I remember you had all of us crying the night Joy was leaving. Oh,
man.
God.
Nah, Because, I mean, just certain things is just really emotional to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, just.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights, flashing lights. You got me pity, 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 baby. I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy. I want you, na-na. Drunk in love. I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen?
time on my side. Where you going? Why you leaving so soon? Is there somewhere else that's better for you? What is love if you're not here with me? What is love if it's not guaranteed? What is love if it just stops and leaves? What is love if you're not here no more? What is love if you're not really sure? What is love?
Oh, my bad, y'all. I'm so sorry, y'all. Hey, technical difficulties, but that's all right. We back in this thing, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad, man. Welcome to Lyrics, Lattes, and Jack Daniels. We hope that you guys are enjoying the show. We definitely apologize for all the mishaps, delays, and all the extra stuff, baby. Sometimes when the devil is busy, you know, he will try to take you out. But, baby, this weapon, or should I say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. This battle he will not win. So that's what I was trying to say, y'all. Lady V's mind all gone tonight. But, hey, it's Tuesday night. What do you expect? It's Tuesday, man. But we in this time giving you the best poetry and neo-soul, all that good stuff, man. Just rocking out with you, man. So, Miss K.
Yes, my love.
Okay, I'm like, hey, baby. I'm making sure you know we've been having so many difficulties. You just never know, and then, you know, hey, y'all know this fall raggedy. It's about to really blink out, and I'ma really go do better, for real.
I know, right? Like I told you, that LG Stylo 2, I got to get it. It just came out. I got to get it.
Already. All I know is you have been bringing the heat.
Well, thank you, baby. I know we said we were going to turn up the second half. How many more do you got time for? Because you just, when you came back on, you were just so inspirational. You was like, you know what, the devil is a liar. I got two that I just wrote today that would just be perfect for the devil right now. Just so serious. So how many more you got time for? Because we're still supposed to turn up for.
Oh, you got about 2, 3, 4. You know? Give it to us.
Okay, wait a minute.
Give it to
the first one is one of my inspirational ones. The first one, as a matter of fact, it's hot out the press. I wrote this right before the show. Okay, this is one. This one is called Change. Started out living a hard knock life, filled with so much misery and strife. So many times wishing life would just end. Tired of the broken hearts meeting to mend. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Still not knowing it was all in God's graces. Praying for a change, a better situation to be arranged. God finally answered my cry, his servant he didn't deny. Changed in the blinking of an eye, God spoke and said, there's no need to cry.
Huh.
I sent my son for you to die. Such a great sacrifice, I can't even lie. Once I invited Christ in him I found a true friend. Changed from the things I used to be, a new creation I became with a new life to pursue. Change.
Okay. 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 That right there was what that was. That's the business right there. Like, I love the fact that you said that that's my friend within. Like, yes. Yes. Like, I really needed that inspiration tonight. And I know somebody else out there needed that inspiration, baby, because, oh, woo, woo, woo. That's all I can say on that one, man. Like, change is good, you know, and at some point in our life, we got to change.
Yes, you do.
You know, we gotta evolve and do better than what we were doing yesterday.
Yes, you do.
You know, my thing is, I don't understand how people get stuck in life.
You know what? I that is so true. It's a word that is stagnation, and once
uh-huh.
you get caught up in that, you know, it's hard to come out from it. It's very hard to come out from it. And we know that it's all in the devil's plan to stop what God has for us. So you're making me get all deep, and I told them people I was gonna turn up at the end. I ain't gonna be able to read that stuff I'm supposed to be reading at the end because I'm being so inspirational. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Ooh, but you know what? I try to include God in everything that I do. I'm one of those people that, that my mom is a minister, so, you know, yeah, I'm what you call a pastor's kid, and, you know what they say about us, but hey, don't count me out. He's still working on me. He ain't through with me yet.
God's still working on you too. Don't even worry. Y'all know God ain't through with us yet. Don't judge us. We're the playhouse. We're the ground in the sexy play, okay? Y'all know them PKs. Y'all know what it is. We don't even need no words at this point. Y'all know what to do.
Yes,
but
right.
I ain't judging. Yeah, we ain't judging you. But we ain't judging.
Right. Don't judge. We can't help it. So look, I got one more for you, Lady V. That's inspirational, and then we gonna we got two more that's inspiration. One, we gonna end the show with inspiration. We'll do that.
Okay. Cool. Please turn up, because you know. Tuesday's show would not be Tuesday's show if we didn't turn up, show up, and show out. Normally, they probably just excited that they even getting some lyrics tonight, baby. Because normally they just be getting a whole lot of Jack Daniels. They ain't getting no lyrics. They ain't getting no goddamn lattes. They getting a whole lot of Jack Daniels, some Hennessy, some Crown, some 1800, some wine.
Yes,
I know y'all like, damn, they just alcoholics on this show. Yeah.
Yes.
So they probably glad that they like, oh, that's why it's called Lyrics, Lattes, and Jack Daniels. Oh, okay.
Right,
they really do have some lyrics. Mm-hmm.
That is so funny.
That was sad. I mean, for real, like, I had somebody ask me the other day, why is your show called Lyrics, Lattes, and Jack Daniels? Because I ain't even heard no lyrics on the show. I'm like, yes, you did. You should have been listening to the beginning.
Right. Because it's always right at the beginning, and then we just stray right on the way. I don't know how in the world we get off topic, but baby, we get off topic so fast. We get off of the lyrics real fast. You know what? I think it's
when
the Jack Daniels
and the crown
ticket. That's what it is.
Man, all that mixture of shit. We just be like, yeah, and la la la, blah 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 blah. And then the lyrics and the lattes just be out the window.
Oh my gosh.
Hey. Yeah, it ain't nothing left but Jack Daniels. Nothing.
That's it. You can't come back from it.
But tonight, y'all have definitely been embraced for some lyrics. Tonight, y'all didn't get a lot of Jack Daniels. Y'all probably even got a little latte. But y'all been definitely getting y'all's lyrics on tonight. Okay, so we definitely hope that y'all are enjoying the show, because, man, I know I am. Hey, all this hot poetry is just making me like, yes, it's, you know, first it made me cry, now it's making me inspirational, so I'm ready to see what you're going to turn up with. So, right on, let's keep going.
Let's keep going. So let's turn up then. No more inspiration, so disclaimer.
Right on.
Listen, disclaimer. Just because you hear it in Miss Kay's poetry does not mean I do it, okay? Oh, Lord. Okay, so we're going to start with something simple. Oh, y'all, this one's dedicated for Lady B, so we'll start with this one.
Oh, Lord.
It's called I'm Not Scared. This one was I'm Not Scared. You remember this, Lady B?
That is my poem right there, baby. And y'all already know, Lady V ain't scared. I ain't scared.
Yes. All right, well, this one is I'm Not Scared. So you have been watching me for months and waiting for the perfect time to make your move. The words you are saying to me are oh so smooth. You talk about how you want to beat my pussy for an hour. I say to you, but wait, Poppy, I'm a delicate flower. A flower that needs watering and fertilized and such. Damn, who knew I needed so much? My nipples are hard as if they are to explode. My daddy, go into beast mode. As you step closer to me, it seems harder to breathe. I'm not scared. You begin to caress my breast. I'm not scared. Kissing me from my neck to my chest. I'm not scared. You take my nipple into your mouth gently, sucking and licking. Oh my God. This time, stop kissing. I'm not scared. I start to speak and ask you to stop. But before I could, you flipped me on top. My landing was perfect right onto your face. I'm the queen in this piece. In my rightful place. I'm not scared. As you suck and lick, my mind went back. When you said you would pound it for an hour, are we still on track? You brought me back with that last lick as I climax and released a little river from my clit. You removed me from your face and put your dick in place. I'm not scared. As you started to work that hour, I wish to remember. I'm a delicate flower, but I'm not scared.
Y'all better know it, baby. Y'all know Lady V is a delicate flower on y'all ass show. We show enough.
Nigga, I know a nigga delicate. You know what? Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She's a delicate flower.
Yes, I am. I am a delicate flower who definitely ain't scared. I ain't scared. I ain't scared.
Yes, she's a delicate flower who's not scared.
I am not scared. unless you got about 15 inches. Then I am real scared and I ain't fucking with you. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but I don't know where you think you about to put that.
Right, because bye-bye, she is a delicate flower, okay?
Oh,
get your mind right.
Hands up. And he's going in my mouth, man. You can roll
too. Right. Like, for real. Like, I don't know what you thought you was doing with that baby, but wrong person, wrong chick, sorry.
You told you that's a blessing, baby. That's a curse.
Yeah. And this.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know how you getting any nookie, because baby, hey, what you gonna do with that?
I'm telling you.
For real, I felt like, well, what you gonna do with that there? That's
what you doing? I gotta go to school.
Yeah, that's how I felt for real.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying. Oh my gosh, I ain't fit to play with you, but I love the way you turned up, because that right there was sexy and hot as hell, because y'all know Lady V ain't scared.
Ain't scared at all, but it only gets hotter. You're going to go through an explosion, and then you're going to go through some reminiscing.
Ooh, hey. I'm ready.
Okay. You
look,
always
I'm ready. I got a hot and real quick.
That's a shame.
I didn't know if I was on freaking Friday or what for a second, but that's all right, though. I ain't scared.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so what you gonna take us out with, Miss Love? Like, I don't care what you do. It's just make it real hot.
All right, love, all right. We're going to do explosion. Explosion. Playing with my clitoris, a spot that you can't miss. Waiting and wanting to feel it all over again. And then you're acting like you don't know where to begin. Rub my body slowly and make me feel good. Putting your dick inside of me. And pounding like you know you should. As I wait for you, my body seems to be in heat, wanting and waiting for our genitals to meet. As you enter inside me, it seems like there's an explosion, like an old battery full of corrosion. I know the power of the vagina, so dry your weeping eyes. There's no need to cry now. It all happens at some point in time. That's when they realize, damn, they really want to be mine.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, I was about to explode right then and there, y'all. Man, all I know is that shit was hot as hell, man. Like, I'm just loving it. Like, oh, my gosh. Like, that was hot. And, yes, baby. Ooh. Whew, lyrics, lattes, and Jack Daniels. There y'all have it. It don't get no better than that. Miss K done came into the building and showed out all by herself, baby. She said, I ain't even need nobody, baby. You hear it, understand it, and feel it. Oh.
Right, baby.
Okay, yes, baby. Oh, I'm loving it. Man. Y'all, thank y'all for tuning in and hanging out with us through all the trials and the tribulations tonight. But that's all right. We still made it happen. We still kicked in, did our thing, and all that great stuff. Y'all, make sure that y'all continue to stay tuned in every day of the week, where we always bring you the hottest shows on Blog Talk Radio. Man, y'all know what it is. Tomorrow is Wet, Wet, Wet Wednesday. Yes, your homeboy Moby B coming into the building to give it to you straight from the hip from a man's point of view. Ain't no telling what might happen, but you gotta tune in. So stay tuned in for that tomorrow. Then, of course, on Thursday, we welcome our guest of the week, Mr. Chris Ringo, giving you some more, except for his poetry is all erotic. Oh, my gosh. What a way to get ready to start that weekend, baby, with some erotic poetry. Oh, you know it's going down in the Playhouse. Make sure you don't have on no panties, though, because, baby, you're going to be mad when they soaking wet. That's all I'm saying.
Hey.
And, you know, just eliminate them all together. You know, ladies, we don't even wear none. So, hey, I don't have them issues. So, I'm going to be ready and prepared for Friday Night Uncut, where we give you two of the hottest, sexiest hours sexual healing. Yes, we do, baby. And then, of course, if you don't get enough of the queens on Friday, make sure you tune in to us on Saturday for Saturated Saturday. Yes, where we keep you educated. Ooh, feeling good, feeling sexy, and all that good stuff. And then, you know, if y'all feeling so sexy, make sure you tune in to The Quiet Storm on Sunday with Lady V. Play all them love songs that you want to hear and all those that you'll want to remember. And then, of course, on Monday, we get it off our chest. Monday, baby. Oh, yes, it's your therapeutic moment, honey. So whatever it is you need to get off your chest, please feel free to do that. Hopefully this Monday we ain't all discombobulated, baby, because y'all know, or should I say high as eagle pussy, that's all. You know what I'm saying? Either way, call in on Monday and get it off your chest. And then, of course, on Tuesday, we going to do it for y'all all over again with lyrics, no lattes. And hopefully only some Jack Daniels, okay? We trying to, you know, we trying to slow it down. But, you know, when we get together, when we all get together, it just turns into a party. We can't help that. It be like that sometimes. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all again for tuning in and hanging out with us. Miss K, baby, thank you, my love, for coming in and sharing all your poetry with us, baby. Woo, you know it was hot. Thank you for making me cry. Thank you for making me smile. And thank you for giving us some inspiration tonight. I love it, baby. You did your thing. So y'all make sure y'all continue to show your love and support. Be looking for Miss K's book that will be dropping here within the next couple of months doing her thing on EMP. And, of course, make sure y'all go get y'all tickets for the hottest event of the summer. Yes, it's that White Diamonds weekend, baby. Lady V's 40th birthday bash. Oh, it's going down, baby. We've got them exotic dancers, male and female. We got our poets coming into the building. And, of course, we got them musicians. Oh, they about to show up and show out. So make sure y'all go find it. You can check my page. You can check Miss K's page. You can check any of the EMP pages. Man, Fast Life on the Move is sitting right there. Go get your tickets. Go get your tickets. Go get your tickets to the hottest event of the summer, baby. It's going down. Yeah, so again, thank you, loves, for tuning in and hanging out with us. And as always, stay what? Empowered, enriched, and encouraged to do great things. Good night.
one above me. Oh, take me to your ecstasy. It seems like you're ready.
Like you're ready.
Like you're